It's now time for Let's Talk with Jesse Stewart on WSBS and on the free WSBS app.
Okay, and on the program this morning, we are talking about Berkshire South Regional Community Center's upcoming Splashathon. We're here with Executive Director Janice Lucy. And Janice, great to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
And we have some special guests in the studio as well, correct, Janice?
We sure do.
So who do we have with us today?
Okay, good morning, everyone. We have with us our Splashathon Ambassador for 2025, James Graham, is right here with us. Good morning, James.
Morning, James.
Good morning.
And we also have his swim instructor and friend, Catherine Blake, here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So the Splashathon is coming up in April, correct?
Yes, only less than 2 weeks away now. I was just shocked this morning when I realized how late it was already in March. On April 5th, Saturday, April 5th, is our 15th Splashathon. This is our annual fundraiser that we do each year to help raise funds for our programs for people with disabilities and adaptive needs, as well as for our aquatics programs, the aquatic center itself, and all of the equipment pieces that we have that support any different needs that might happen at the center.
Excellent. So 15 years going strong.
15 years going strong. We did take a one-year break during that,
of course,
pandemic
like
thing.
Everybody, yeah.
But actually, you know, I think we actually got it in before the pandemic hit, and then we figured out how to do it the next year. So maybe we are consecutive. In any case, we're really excited about this year being at 15 years. We have a goal to raise $20,000 this year for this program. And what happens and the way in which we do that is that swimmers like James come in and they say, yes, I'd like to swim. And then they go out and they seek support from all of their family and friends. And people make pledges either in a flat amount or by length or by time, however they'd like to do it. And then they support those swimmers and the funds come back to support Berkshire South and all of our activities. So James is one of our swimmers. He is here with us. He's been swimming for a long time with us. And Catherine Blake is an instructor of our Swim With Us program, which is a free swimming lesson program that is supported by Berkshire Life Charitable Foundation, the Coolidge Hill Foundation, and the Splashathon from years prior, and also the Pamela Dealey Foundation. And so Catherine does those swim lessons, and she also does private swim lessons as well, particularly in this area because it's where her skill set is the strongest. She's fantastic with youth of all ages, but in particular, she helps make people like James shine every day.
So. Excellent. So, James, what got you into swimming and what brought you to Berkshire South?
I like it. I like that. Enjoy it, especially with Catherine. She makes my day brightened every day I go swimming.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So she brightens up your day. And tell us, so how do you feel about being the ambassador this year? It's a special award. It's a great achievement. You must be excited.
I'm excited.
And I hear you might have...
Why are you expecting that?
I was not expecting that, James. You're full of excitement this morning.
I also understand during the Splashathon and other times when you're swimming, you're going to have your favorite colors with you as well. What are they?
Purple and rainbow.
Purple and rainbow. And we heard that you used to have a swimsuit that was purple, right?
Yes, I outgrew it.
You outgrew it. Well, that's probably because you just turned 12 years old, and we're so happy to say happy birthday to you.
Yes!
Catherine, would you share a little bit about how James has grown in the program and things that you've seen him do in our programs?
Well, in the beginning, when James was first in lessons, his favorite thing to do was to throw the pool toys a little further away from where we were working. So we had to work on that. But each year, and particularly this year, he's been really focused and really working hard. And all of a sudden, we tried using like a new piece of equipment, some swim fins. As soon as he put them on, it was like he had robotic feet, and he started swimming on his own without any flotation devices. So it was just sort of amazing and surprised everybody, and it was just so wonderful. And I think he was feeling pretty wonderful about it too, right?
Yeah.
So now he swims laps without any
Laps.
He swims many laps without any flotation. With those fins on, we do a lot of different things. He's working on learning how to do his backstroke better.
That's great.
He works really hard. I mean, he swims back and forth and back and forth for a half an hour.
Wow.
Wow. Now, when James first started, what did swimming look like for him? And how long ago was that?
He needed a full three flotation belt.
Wow.
And some flotation for his hands to help him stay balanced in the water. And each year, I mean, this year we've had funding to allow for once a week instruction. And he's pretty much been there the whole year. And it makes a big difference because the more kids and adults are in the water, the more they learn and the more they get stronger and the more they improve their skills. And it just is, it's great. And it also is a safety issue, being safe around the pool. And for all the kids in particular, it's one of the things they learn first about how to come into the building safely and get in the pool, making sure that an adult was with them at all times. So that's another piece of it.
That's wonderful. James, I remember when you used to come to Berkshire South and you were just the tiniest tot and you were coming to the preschool. And I remember how limited.
So tiny and so cute.
You might need to be the ambassador forever. But I have to watch her. You might hold me to that, I think.
You probably would.
But you weren't able to move very easily. So now I see you swimming in the pool. I actually caught a glimpse of you at physical therapy last week with Steven. And I was just so impressed. And I heard that today you're actually going to go to Billy Bee's and run around and go down the slides.
Yeah.
And just to know that you're able to do all of that movement now is really impressive. Swimmers, we are still accepting swimmers. They can sign up for different time blocks throughout the day on Saturday, April 5th. And you can sign up to swim 1 hour, 2 hours. We have had people swim up to 200 lengths in 2 hours and sometimes even more than that, which is really exciting. We also have another way for people.
8,100.
I don't know about 8,100 would be a lot for people to swim. We'd have to stay open all night. But if people are interested in aqua aerobics instead of swimming lengths of the pool, they can also do that. At 10 a.m., we have a program called Happiness Hour, and we are going to be doing just an hour long full of fun aqua aerobics. People can pay just the minimum is $20 to participate in that class. And so one thing important to know is that on Saturday, April 5th, the pool will be closed to anybody, to everybody except for those people who are participating in the Splashathon. So if you'd like to get in the water, we ask that you make a donation of at least $20 to swim that day, and we'll sign you up. But if you'd really like to jump in on the challenge and do the Splashathon, you can go right to our website at berkshiresouth.org. You can find information about how to sign up, but you can also find information about how to sponsor James. So if James is raising money to support these programs, how many lengths of the pool do you think you're going to swim, James?
I think about one length, that's all.
One length, that's all? I bet you're going to surpass that.
Yeah.
And I think you'll blow us all out of the water. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how fast I might swim and get.
I don't know. We've never used a time. Maybe we should use a stopwatch on you next on Saturday.
No.
See how fast your lap is.
I mean when I'm swimming in the water, how fast do I get up with you?
Sometimes you pass me.
You're so fast.
Yeah.
Now, I also heard one thing that motivates you in the water is having music.
Yeah.
Do you like music?
And they have a whole playlist for me.
Oh, you have a swimming playlist?
Does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even Ghostbusters by Bruce Springsteen.
That's great. Ghostbusters by Bruce Springsteen. Do you know one really cool story? My mom went to high school with Bruce Springsteen. How crazy is that? Well, we'll be sure to have a lot of good music. I heard there's a little George Michael on that playlist, too, things that you might like. We do want to thank Scott Pools for their sponsorship of this year's event. Scott Pools is actually the vendor that made our pool, that built our pools, and also Lawrence United, who comes out and helps us every time the heat breaks or the water needs to be fixed, all of those things. We're really happy Lawrence United has come out to help us with this event as well.
Janice, if someone can't, you know, for whatever reason, can't make it in person, can they swim virtually or donate a gift virtually or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. They can donate a gift in lieu of swimming. We can organize a different day and time if people are interested.
Gotcha.
In fact, we've already had one of our fastest swimmers and strongest supporters, Clay Squire. Clay Squire has participated last year in the Splashathon for the first time. This year he was going to be away on the April 5th day. He's already swum his 200 lengths. He's continuing to raise funds for the program, and when he's not in the water, he's usually volunteering at the community supper or something like that. So we're thankful to Clay. But yes, people can participate at different times that makes it work for them, and we've had a number of people do that. So if people do want to come and take a peek at some of our swimmers, it sounds like the afternoon on Saturday, April 5th, if you'd like to come in and see how the Splashathon event goes, we invite you to do that. Come take a peek, see the excitement, and cheer our swimmers on. It is so helpful to have cheerleaders on the side of the pool cheering us on when we're swimming.
You made so many mistakes on the air.
So I think I'll probably swim in the morning earlier before you're even maybe even awake or had your breakfast yet. But I'll be there to see you swim for sure.
And Janice, of course, people can get all the details at Berkshire South. I want you to go to the website. It's the first thing there, berkshiresouth.org.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Right on the front page, there's a link to the Splashathon. If you come into the lobby, you'll see there's a really cool display as well. People that are coming into the lobby, there's another way we're raising funds as well is people can purchase a droplet, a little, you know, any donation that is made, a little droplet is prepared, and we're sticking them all to the wall. So our goal is to cover the windows with these droplets to help support the Splashathon. And really, James and Catherine, we're so thankful for you and for your support of this event and for agreeing to be our ambassador. I mean, there's posters up. You had to come into the radio station. You know how we chose which one?
Catherine
told us. She said, I will share with you some stories about how cool these kids are and how much progress they've made in the water and how much joy they bring to us at Berkshire South. And we said, got it, Catherine. So she told us.
You're the one that shone extra, extra bright this year.
BerkshireSouth.org. Janice, anything else you want to pass along we haven't touched on? Okay.
We're so thankful. We have a lot coming up at Berkshire South, especially in April on the 19th. We will have an egg hunt. We are looking for filling some positions. We're looking for a director of development. We're looking for some camp counselors out there. It is time. So camp counselors, teenagers, get your applications in. We're looking for you. So come on out. And we are still enrolling for summer camp right now. So we still have openings.
That's Berkshire South's Splashathon on April 5th. Get all the details right now at berkshiresouth.org. And that's going to wrap up Let's Talk this morning on your hometown station in the Berkshires, WSBS.